This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Want to know what color you'll likely be seeing everywhere next year? Pantone knows. The company is best known for its color matching system that helps designers and artists around the world define and communicate color. But for 20 years now, Pantone has also named a color of the year. The choice for 2020 is classic blue. Here to talk about exactly what that means is Kasia St. Clair, author of The Secret Lives of Color. Kasia, welcome back to Marketplace.
Hi, thank you very much for having me on.
Well, as someone who writes about color and the role it plays in our lives, what do you make of this year's choice?
I think this choice, although the press release that came with it talked a lot about confidence and simplicity and the reflective nature of this particular blue, I also think it's a rather safe and possibly, dare I say it, even corporate choice. It's the
corporate
kind of blue. Yeah, it's the kind of blue that you can imagine being used in logos that of companies that might want you to hand over personal information. So banking logos, possibly, or social media logos. Broadly, what I've been seeing from people who care and are passionate about the Pantone color of the year, like people like me, is that roughly people feel the same. They feel it's quite commercial. They'll probably sell well, but that it's a little bit possibly of a misfire.
How would you describe this color? I was walking around the office. I realized it kind of looks like the color of recycling bins. How would you describe it?
That's a good way of putting it. So, you know, the people who love this color have talked about it like the color of the sky at dusk, just before it completely descends into night. I think it's kind of the imagined color of blueberries, not the actual color of blueberries, but the imagined color of blueberries. It's very close to navy blue, which actually, funnily enough, was selected by another company, Sherwin-Williams, as their color of the year 2020, which I thought was quite interesting.
But it also probably won't be lost on our listeners that 2020 is an election year here in the U.S. Pantone has picked a color with a certain political connotation. I mean, do you think that was intentional?
I don't. I think that in the language surrounding this choice, they've talked about it being reflective, confident, anchoring, and they've specifically wanted to go for something that isn't divisive, which was, again, one of the reasons why I felt this wasn't possibly, you know, the best choice, because inevitably, especially on social media, right after this was announced, there was a lot of talk about the blue wave. And I know that isn't what Pantone would have wanted to have fed into.
Apparently, classic blue isn't just a color. Pantone this year also created what they called a multi-sensory experience. What does that mean?
Well, usually when there is a color of the year, there are a raft of companies with whom Pantone partner in order to create products that people can buy that are this specific color of the year. And this year they've gone a step further. They've really sort of thought about all your senses. So there's a tea that you can drink that is classic blue. There's a gin cocktail that actually looks rather nice, that I'm sort of slightly tempted by that one. And then there's also a soundtrack, and this is the first time that Pantone have released a song that is meant to evoke the classic blue feeling. And what's interesting, and I think is quite revealing, is that it's meant to be quite a nostalgic track, and that's something that slightly bothers me about classic blue as a choice. It doesn't seem like a colour that is looking forward and that is open to the new challenges of a new decade. Instead, it feels like a backward looking. And I think the soundtrack that has been chosen to illustrate classic blue is quite revealing in that it is quite nostalgic.
Kasia St. Clair talking about Pantone's color of the year this year. Classic blue, or maybe, as we're calling it, recycling bin blue. Kasia, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.